Listen to the voices of our world.
There's something going on. Either there's police complicity in this situation, or something even higher than that, because it's just unfathomable that 300 plus women have been mutilated and murdered. And
it's not quite 300, but it may be 600 who have disappeared, though. Like, these women were found in a cotton field, which is about, actually, it's on this street here.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm Eileen Bott. Rape, torture, murder, no investigations, and no convictions. This is the story of 320 women who have been found in various stages of decomposition in the Mexican border town Ciudad Juarez. Besides those found dead, over 500 more women have disappeared with no trace. A city of 1.2 million, Juarez has been named the femicide capital. Every other week, another body is found, and the authorities have done very little to investigate the killings. It seems that no one in power cares that 15 to 19-year-old women die. Eleanor Ostrinsky traveled to El Paso, Texas, with a Mary Knoll-led border pilgrimage to understand issues at the U.S.-Mexican border and shed light on the growing numbers of senseless deaths. Along with Judy Code from the Mary Knoll Office for Global Concerns, she hopped into Mary Knoll priest Paul Masson's pickup truck and drove across the bridge into Ciudad Juarez, where he lives and works. Paul drove them through the desolate industrial side of town, where hundreds of thousands of young women are employed in maquiladoras, or factories owned by mostly American companies, which pay about a dollar a day. They continued through the dusty roads of newly sprung neighborhoods where they heard this story.
Well, we had a child who disappeared, 6 years old, Juan Pablo was his name, and the mother was frantic looking for him all over. 9 months later, they found that a neighbor had violated the young boy and then killed him and buried him in his backyard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a combination of kind of the society just falling apart and then the people being very, very fearful. So, I mean, there is violence against children, and there's a lot of violence against women. Domestic violence. And then it seems like a serial killings of women, or maybe a practice of using women for pornography or the sale of body parts. I'm not sure. So, not a nice place to live.
How long have you lived here?
5 years. I like the people, but it's a rough place to live because the people are from different parts of Mexico. They don't know each other. And then also, everything that living on top of each other brings. Actually, we're going to go by the house of Irma. Irma is the mother of Esmeralda, who was one of the women whose body was found in the cotton field. There were eight bodies found 2 years ago in November here in Juarez. And they weren't all from the same time. Some of them, I think, had been there for at least 2 years, or maybe even more, and in a state of decomposition. And I don't know if all of the bodies have been identified. And they only identified Esmeralda for clothes. Their DNA did not really prove it's body of Esmeralda. And she lives here. Hola, ¿está Irma? Oh, se fue. Ah, bien.
Is she coming?
Yeah.
Is she coming with us right now?
I don't know. I'm going to ask her. I'll take her up. Si quiere que la llevemos o nos vemos allá. Hola, Irma. ¿Va a ir a la misa? Ah, bueno. Ah, bueno. Está bien si tenemos visitas.
Sí.
Hola, me llamo Eleonor.
Ay, yo soy Irma.
Mucho gusto.
Sí, padre, ahorita vamos para allá.
Ah, bueno, entonces allá nos vemos, porque
sí,
son varios,
¿no? Llegué del trabajo y llegué haciéndoles a mis niños algo así.
Ah, bueno.
Y les estaba dando ahorita y mandé al niño que se asomara. Le digo, vaya, asómese a ver si ya
no. No empezamos hasta que llegue.
Ah, pues tomas ahí vamos ahorita,
sí,
padre.
Sí, no tengo prisa.
Ándale, sí.
She's the mother.
That's the best I've ever seen her. She usually has a terrible frown on her face, and you know, just the pain is just unbelievable. And she says, I can't sleep at night because I wonder where my daughter is, because she's not really sure she was dead. So right, if she's so not dead, where is she?
How did they figure it out?
Oh, I don't know. How do you live with that? And the people that did it, how do they live with it? No, that's a nice car. Can we fit them in?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Father Paul Masson, who has lived in this community for 5 years, seemed to know everyone on the streets, so he offered a ride to women on the way to his church.
Oh, we're here?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
He planned a mass with special emphasis on remembering Esmeralda, whose mother Irma and sister were present because Esmeralda was murdered 2 years earlier, and justice has not been done. The mass was also dedicated to the memory of Veronica, Angelica's niece, who disappeared 3 years ago. November 1st is Dia de Todos los Santos, All Saints' Day.
The Latin America Working Group, which is a coalition of nonprofit, faith-based, and human rights groups in Washington, they hosted a congressional delegation to Juarez to bring attention to the plight of the women, and 4 members of Congress came. I think that they were pretty shocked, actually, to hear stuff coming out of the Mexican officials' mouths, which was, well, you know, where were they? Why were they out? And men have been killed in Juarez. Why aren't you worried about the men who have been killed in Juarez? So, I mean, it was sort of astounding. I don't think that they were prepared to hear really sexist, unbelievable statements coming out of official Mexican representatives. They also met with the families of some of the women, and that was pretty significant. Sean Garcia is a staff person for the Latin America Working Group who organized this trip, and his report said that the women's families... For so many of these families, this is the first time anyone has come to them and asked them, what are your opinions on this, and what do you think about this, and what do you want to say about this? And it was sort of a really big deal to give these families a chance to express themselves. And the congressional delegation had a meeting with Mexican officials, and the women's families came and sort of interrupted the session, and for the very first time, for many of them, it was their chance to speak to these officials, and they just demanded action and demanded a response and told them that they were just disgusted with the lack of any empathy or care or attention that they had received. And they're also very, very upset with the scapegoating. Several people have been charged and the families don't buy it for a minute that some of these guys who have been charged are actually guilty. They think they've been scapegoated and that this is just sort of trying to brush the whole situation under a rug and just get it over with. And so they've trumped up charges against a few guys. One guy who was charged actually died in prison under suspicious circumstances.
Yes.
And that was February 2002. So there's something going on. Either there's police complicity in this situation or... something even higher than that, because it's just unfathomable that 300 plus women have been mutilated and murdered. And
one of the things, though, it is important, it's not quite 300.
Okay.
Sorry, I mean, they're talking about it's, but it may be 600 who have disappeared, though. the exact number of women who have been murdered under the circumstances of being found out in the desert, or like these women were found in a cotton field, which is about, actually it's on this street here. This is the Ejército Nacional. So about 2 miles out that way is a cotton field. That's where they found the body of Esmeralda. But there are other ones that have been found way up in, when we go to an opera tomorrow, you'll see some lomas, some like hills or mesas. Some of them were found out in the desert. And their bodies were mutilated and burnt, some of them. I mean, it's just atrocious. Now, the number of those, that circumstances is not 300, but there have been 300 killed. And I think it's really hard to get good statistics, because if a person disappears, like if your daughter doesn't show up at home, you go to the police and they tell you, well, come back in 24 hours. So if she doesn't show up, then we'll look for them. In the United States, if somebody disappears and they're gone for 24 hours, a child or a young person, they figure they're dead.
People who are working on this issue want to work with the maquila owners, because maquilas are so strict about hours at work. If a woman shows up to work 5 minutes late, the doors are locked and they can't get in. And then they're sort of stranded, and that's made them very vulnerable. Or often when they leave, if they have to work long hours and they don't get out until late at night, and the transportation system is not working, they're stuck in these industrial areas, and it's quite dangerous. And so people who are working on this issue want to also involve the maquila owners to help, because locking them out and not allowing them into the building, that's possibly contributing to the danger that the women live in around here.
Another problem with that too, if they take public transportation, they have to go through downtown, and downtown area is really the most dangerous area. That's the area where they figure a lot of these girls are picked up. Esmeralda was working as a maid, and she disappeared she never came home on a Friday night. And she was like a very straight girl in the sense that she liked parties, but she was not a wild girl. She had, even though her mother was not church-going, she had been confirmed. And she was planning her celebration for 15 years old when she disappeared. She was not out prostituting. And that's what the authorities say. They say, oh, all these women were prostitutes, you know, they deserve what they got. And even if they are prostitutes, there are people that have a right to life. I mean, it's not right to kill them. Somebody was saying there's not much tourism now, and that's not true. We have tourists, but they're not the best kind. We have tourists looking for drugs, you know, for cheap medicines. They also come looking for marijuana, heroin, and cocaine. They also come looking for sex with women, but also with young girls and young boys.
Killing women because they are women is a worldwide problem. Juarez is just one acute example. What would you do to change the situation in your community and beyond it? Tell us what you think. Log on to the Voices of Our World webpage, www.maryknoll.org. There's a spot there for your feedback. I'm Eileen Bott. You're listening to Voices of Our World. You can call us at 1-888-MARY-KNOLL. That's 1-888-MARY-KNOLL.